I remember that first night quite well. Who am I fucking kidding? I can recall each and every moment in vivid detail, still to this day. It was a Friday. My time to unwind after one hell of a long week. Time to kick back, relax, and down a few beers. Location. Your standard local bar, packed full of veteran drinkers, after workers, tipsy early 20-somethings. The unmistakable odor of alcohol and cigarette smoke mercilessly clinging to my nostrils. Sat in the corner as usual, watching the comings and goings. Not that anything interesting tended to happen anyway. It's just the same old, week in, week out routine. That was until she walked in. The first thing that grabbed my attention was the sound. A staccato clatter on laminate wood floor that drew my eye line down. Right down. It was like one of those slow pan shots in the movies. Staring at her feet. Strapped black heels. And meaning business with each extremely confident stride. Arched and leading to shapely calves. And I know my eyes weren't the only ones in that bar, burning a trail up that silky skin, climbing higher and higher to where her dress clung halfway up her thighs, leaving just enough to the imagination. I could have sworn she was 7 feet tall, and all leg. I'd eventually find out just how fucking strong those legs were when gripping around my neck. It was like an old cliche, you know. Heads turned and the gentle thrum of noise was replaced by deafening silence. You could hear the proverbial pin drop for what was only a few seconds as she made her way to sit at the bar, commanding the attention she seemed to be searching for. She was older, dolled up to the nines in that black, figure-hugging, fuck-me dress. I figured she was meeting someone. The typical patron was dressed far less elegantly as she was. That dress accentuated every line and curve of her body perfectly. From her legs to her hips to her tits, of which she showed generous cleavage. Not much for staring, but fuck me. It was hard not to. This woman was breathtakingly gorgeous. I knew I wanted her. Biding my time, I watched, and waited between sips of her vodka and tonic. She also scanned the room. 24 minutes passed from the time she entered. And still, she sat alone at the bar. Yes, I watched her a bit too closely. Her eyes locked onto mine. Shit. I froze. I absolutely fucking froze. and excitement. The adrenaline was already surging through me, the blood pumping to all the right places. She smiled and broke eye contact first, looking down shyly. At least I mistook it for shyness. I fell right into her trap. I found out later, she knew exactly what she was doing by letting me make the first move, letting me believe that I was the one seducing her. She had me right around her little finger already, and I didn't even fucking know it. So I approached her. First, I tried my best to adjust myself so I wasn't walking over with a raging hard-on. She smelled just as good as she looked. We exchanged pleasantries. I bought her a couple of drinks. She smiled. She laughed. I may be a guy, but I'm not enough of an idiot to not pick up on the signs she was giving. Open body language. Her hand on my knee as we talked. That subtle lip lick. The only thing you could accuse me of being an idiot over is the fact that I thought I was in control. Then she leaned over and whispered in my ear, "Do you want to get out of here?" Any attempt to play it cool quickly faded as I just sat there nodding. Her hand slipped into mine as she led me out of the club, and I followed like a lost little puppy. She didn't need a leash to control me. Her swaying hips and flirtive glances over the shoulder kept me entranced. "Come on, quick, down here," she beckoned me. I may have been taught as a kid not to follow strangers down darkened alleyways, but no one ever mentioned this scenario. Just a bat of those eyelids, and I'd do just about anything. God. The smoldering expression in her eyes. I never stood a chance at resisting as I trailed behind. Before I knew it, I was pressed against the cold wall. I couldn't find it within me to react as her hand reached down and grabbed at my growing bulge through my pants, squeezing and rubbing with the heel of her palm. Fuck. I didn't even know what had hit me. I was rock hard in an instant, something which didn't escape her attention. As those full lips curled upwards to form a smirk, that hand swiftly made its way into my boxers with cool precision. I remember the tingles it sent down my spine as my cock twitched at her touch. Gripping and working me expertly. I'd never felt a touch like that before or since. And just when I felt like I could find some control in the situation, her lips pressed into my neck before climbing to kiss and lick at the lobe of my ear. My God. My God. That sensation. I'll never forget it. Just as I'll never forget her. Her teeth tugging at the flesh. Her other hand covering my mouth as I try to let out groans. What tipped me over the edge was when she whispered, oh, so seductively in my ear, be a good boy and come for me. I'd never been called a good boy, at least not in this context. My legs shook as she gripped me firmly, as my cock stiffened and shot ropes of thick cum into my boxers and over her hand. I was sure it had been at least 10 minutes, but I barely even lasted one on the receiving end of those experienced fingers. As I stood there, jolting and panting, my boxers soaked in sticky mess, she withdrew her hand and sucked each finger clean, all while maintaining eye contact with me. I was just transfixed. My lips open to speak, but her middle finger pressed to them as she shushed me and opened her own. My car is this way. Are you coming? I just